Blog Talk Radio.
This is 8-Figure Business Coach, episode number 23. Welcome to 8-Figure Business Coach. Hi, I'm your host, Victoria. If you'd like to call in, please dial 929-477-1169. Today we're going to talk about, in episode number 23, how to publish press releases that attract new customers. So, building an 8-figure business is intentional, not accidental. I equip women entrepreneurs with business building skills to scale towards an 8-figure business or more. Each week, join me for proven strategies on building assets, marketing strategies, leadership system processes, your mindset, and of course, funding. Now, let's get started. So, back in the day, a press release was basically to announce something traditionally in a newspaper. Well, of course, everything's changed now with the rise of internet. So one may want to know, what is the purpose of having a press release, and should we have a press release? So one of the reasons why I always recommend clients having a press release is because it builds awareness. It actually gets your name out there. And more people know about your company, of course, the better, because the whole purpose of being in business is to help and grow your business and help others at the same time. So, a press release can actually build brand awareness, and that's why even today businesses run press release. Awareness is a good thing, and that's one of the great reasons why I always suggest running a press release. Another thing it does is it creates news. It actually builds a buzz around your brand. And you always want to do something that is going to make it not boring, but fresh and exciting. So you can build a press release that builds excitement, not only with building your brand and bringing about awareness, but actually creates exciting news about what I'm going to talk about you can have in a press release, because there's several different things you want to put inside of your press release. And I believe going into 2018, ending the year and going into 2018 is a great time to do a press release. Number three, get links. Links actually help with Google ranking. The more links that you have, the better your ranking. Now, they have to be reputable links, but doing a press release and putting links within the press release actually helps your Google ranking. So that's another reason why, because Google looks at the quality and the quantity of websites that link back to your website, and this helps when it comes to your press release. And the last reason I'm going to talk about is to get traffic. So when you are doing a press release and you've got your links, it's building brand awareness, and it actually links back to your website, this is going to increase the traffic back to your website, which of course is going to get you more customers. So, what would you write a press release about? Opening a new business could be one of the reasons, having your anniversary for your business, opening a new business location, and if you are launching a new service or product. So, how does a press release get picked up? Well, you can do a $1,000 press release, and then there are other ways you can do one that's under $25, and that could be known as a wire service. So our main goal is to get your press release approved and syndicated, and one of the ways online is called by a wire service. So there's several different types of press release services. So we're going to talk about PRweb.com. This will not get you syndicated, but there are other news press releases like News Yahoo will and sfgate.com will. But PRweb.com is really great because it's not going to get you syndicated, like I said earlier, but it will allow you to have a press release that is clear, it's going to be timely, and you make it newsworthy. So you want to make it like a net worth newsworthy, and that's going to be one of the things you look at. So what actually do you want to put in to make it newsworthy content? Of course, you want to do angles on what the new product or service is about. If you're doing a business expansion or recent event, you're going to put all of these inside of your news release. And, of course, you're going to make sure that you have a clear announcement on what it is. You want to do some advertising, and you can even get someone to do advertising in your press release. And you want to do, like, a blast before your press release and do as much advertising on social media about your upcoming press release. You also want to make sure that you build links. Now, how do you build links? One of the ways you're going to do it is when you are using your press release, you're actually not going to link it back to your homepage, or just not only back to your homepage. You're going to make sure that you link it to other pages within your website. You can make sure if you're looking at having an event and you're doing a news release for that, make sure within your link you link it back to your event page. If you're talking about a new product or service, link it back to your product or service page. So those are really, really great because you can then have it link back to a squeeze page, which is a type of a landing page. A squeeze page is like a type of landing page that could go into the new product or service or event that your press release is speaking about. So in order to capture some of the matrix, which I always talk about, one part of building an eight-figure business is having outstanding matrix. You want to make sure that you are able to capture that with your analytics, so doing a landing page will help you do that. So make sure in your links that you put in, and that will increase your traffic, which is one of the four reasons why I gave you to do a press release. And also, you can end up getting customers from your press release. So one of the ways I look at getting customers is because you actually submit your press release on PRWeb.com or WebWire.com. And one other one that's very popular is SubWire or SBWire.com. Doing a press release in any one of these is actually going to increase your Google ranking and your links, which are going to add more traffic back to your website. So one may ask, how often should you do a press release? I would suggest that you do it no more than once a month, because I think that if you do it too often, it's going to lose its cachet and it's going to seem a little bit redundant. So doing it infrequent, but frequent enough, if you have an event, then make sure you have a press release. If you are introducing a new product, make sure that you have a press release. So I always say, go ahead and get started having your press release. Have someone look over what you're going to release. We've already talked about the different ways that you can release it and the purpose, because anything you do, you want to understand the purpose. Now, whenever I talk about building an eight-figure business, it always goes back to one of the things of the eight pillars of an eight-figure business are assets. And one of the ways that you're going to build your client base is, of course, attracting new customers. Now, one of the fantastic things is being able to retain customers, because it doesn't cost you half as much to retain them, of course, as it does to attracting them. So if you're able to attract new customers and reduce the cost as much as possible to acquire them, a press release will do just that. I talk many times about what's the difference between just an ordinary business and an eight-figure business, and one of them is an eight-figure business brand. Doing a press release will help increase your brand awareness, and that is one of the eight pillars of an eight-figure business. The other thing, of course, is building your assets. And part of building your assets, like I mentioned earlier, is your customer base. So these are different pieces and components to building an eight-figure business, along with the funding, your systems and processes, your team, and a host of other things. So hopefully you obtained the information you needed for your press release. I really hope this episode was informative, insightful, and impactful. Please join me episode number 24 next week at 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, And we're going to do a countdown to 2018 and actually do a two-part series on what it takes to attract more customers. Now, this is going to be really, really great because we are going to go in, pull up our sleeves, and really get into the nitty-gritty of what it takes to attract new customers going into 2018. And one of the things is understanding, once again, your numbers, what the cost is, how often you need to do your marketing strategies, and so on and so forth. So we'd love you to visit us on social media. So please visit us at Facebook, 8-Figure Business Coach, Twitter, 8-Figure Coach, or leave a comment or subscribe to this channel. Once again, have a fantastic week. Visit us again at our website, www.8figurebusinesscoach.com. Sign up for our weekly news tips so that you can obtain lots of information on building an 8-figure business. And much success. See you next week.